Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 7th of July, and I'm recording at 10:03 p.m. here in what was sunny London again today. Now, lots of exciting things going on. I know I often say that, but so often it's the truth. But here's the quick romp for those who are in a hurry. Starting with stock markets, the Asia-Pacific region, mixed performance, but Japan, very firm, a little overbought, but steady action, and of course they've got the QE. China, weak in here again today, some big hits. We see the Shanghai Composite, not too badly off, well off its lows, but down 1.29%, but then you've got the Enterprise Index down 3.3%, Hang Seng Index down just over 1%. HSCEI, the H-Share Index, was down 3.3%. Very cheap right now. And let's see, India down less than an eighth of a percentage point here, so it's pretty steady, also showing relative strength. Looking at the European markets, they were hit hard here again today on sort of Grexit despondency and postponements. The Germany was down almost 2%. And they're all breaking underneath their 200-day moving averages. Now, the markets, though, are firmer after hours because of what Wall Street did. And Wall Street closed with the Dow up just over 0.5%, a little better on the S&P 500, and a smaller gain on the NASDAQ 100, but at least in positive territory at the close, having been down most of the day. I looked up to see what was actually going on there, and they were saying, well, optimism on Greece. Well, that's a precarious platform for a recovery, but interesting. And we've got Wall Street, which has been flirting with these MAs in here quite recently and is in danger of this of a downward break in that 10% correction. Okay, the government bonds. Now, it was quite an active day in their yields had moved down to below 2.2%. That's the U.S. 10-year. But as Wall Street rallied, they picked up. And we're only down slightly at 2.25%. The VIX also got up to about 19, the sort of the higher side of its trading recently, but then fell sharply as Wall Street rallied, closed at 16.09. And elsewhere, the dollar still strong, but off its highs. The dollar index, for example, is currently trading after hours here at 96.69, but it was up as high as 97.235. So, but still, no way to say it. The dollar is firm in here, and the Fed will not be happy with that. Might postpone the rate hike that was provisionally on for September. And the euro just above the 110 level, and that's down a little bit in here today. Sterling if I can find it, sterling's a little weaker as well, 1.5462. Australian dollar a little weaker, 0.7449. Big news here in the commodities, weak metals. They were caned, all of them, palladium. Down over nearly $27 to $6,649 and change. Silver is down 75 cents nearly, and that's brought it down to $15. Had been down to 1462 early today in Europe. So all these are very weak, testing lows or extending downward breaks. Platinum down over $26 to $1,039 and change. Gold down another $15.5 to 1154.83. So very, very weak sector here overall. Crude oil a little firmer. Brent up 82 cents at 57.36. So remember they had that huge drop yesterday. I don't want to exaggerate, but no, it was downward dynamic yesterday. But a little, just a small amount recovered in here today with that dollar firm, 52.95 for the WTI. The copper price was really weak. Ended off its lows though, but still down nearly 8 cents, and that's to 2.46. So they don't like those metals and the agricultural commodities. Remember, they'd had those very good rallies on the too wet conditions, but they're weaker in here today. I didn't see a news item on that, but I assume that a little bit more favorable for late plantings. Hope so. And on that note, I will move on to the longer commentary. For those of you who are interested in it, I just want to pick up the Asia Pacific region here and repeat a point of that I've made in a number of broadcasts. But Japan still looks awfully good to me. I think this is secular bull market territory, largely because they're doing the right things now and. Again, this is occurring after what was a huge, long secular bear market. So I like Japan for the medium to longer term in here. China, cheap, really cheap. That HSCEI index, it's down. I think it was something like, according to Bloomberg, 8 point. It was down to 8.6 on the on the PE and the yield, 3.8, very overextended. Surprisingly sharp drop here, but you know what's been going on. You had that bubble in the Shanghai Composite Index. And why they can't control that, I don't know, but people seem to have lost the art of raising margin requirements against the background of a strong bull run. Obviously, they can't be that stupid as to not know that that would work, but they must want to see the market move somewhat higher. But at any rate, China very oversold, but the government is, this is very much a managed stock market, and the government wants share prices higher. That's why it's been cutting interest rates and doing some buying of its own. What's it been buying mostly? Well, Owen mentioned this yesterday, and it's well worth seeing. The bank shares, which again are very cheap, offer good yields overall. But all of the Hang Seng indices look cheap to me. That's the Hang Seng. The Hong Kong indices, I should say, look cheap to me. That's the Hang Seng Index, and particularly the H shares. That's the China Enterprise Index. And I think China's going to succeed. People are terrified of it. Everybody's talking about a crash and so on. But talking about the crash that's taking place in the Shanghai Composite Index, well, hey, in US dollar terms, despite this huge pullback coming down over 30% off its high, it's still up 15.4%. 0.33% in U.S. dollar terms on the year to date. So it just kind of puts it in a little bit better perspective, I hope, for you. Japan, incidentally, up on the Nikkei, up over 14% in U.S. dollar terms. So that's, you know, those are winners. Vietnam. Vietnam up for the fourth consecutive day here in a row, and it's been a sprint over the last 4 days. So that's very much in form here. So, you know, picking up here a little bit, I think they're less concerned about Grexit, hardly surprising. Here overall. But going back to China for a minute, they certainly are concerned or influenced by what's happening in China. Here's the story in brief. China doesn't want to remain a metal bashing big polluter, heavy on the export industries type of economy. They want to be more like the U.S. economy. And they want to have considerably more consumer spending. Their consumer spending is approximately half of what it is in the U.S. economy, proportionately, as a proportion of the growth in the U.S. economy. Now, so how are they going to do that? Excuse me. Well, they've got to make the average consumer a little bit more wealthy. So they want to support the stock market and get them into the stock market rather than bidding up property prices. And a firm stock market generally would be good for the Chinese economy as well. So that's what they're trying to do. And mind you, the market's been lurching around like mad, but right now, again, I'll repeat the point, everybody's terrified of it, but very cheap, very oversold. Now, Australia looking better here today, up nearly 2%. And I don't know if it can hold it here tomorrow with these industrial commodities being so much weaker, but it's looking overextended on the downside to me. I'm going into the bonds. You know, I don't like these government bonds, but they have haven status, and if people are worried about China, worried about Grexit, worried about growth in the USA, then that helps to push yields a little bit lower. But my view here overall, these yields are in a lengthy type 3 base formation process, and meaning that they're going to go up over the medium to longer term. And key question here on, well, I moved away from some of these other stock markets. These European markets are awfully oversold. Merkel's talking today, well, as a salon and so on. They're all saying in this field of movable boundaries here, they're saying that, guess what? You know, it wasn't a deadline last week, and it's not a deadline this week. Time is short. Well, we've heard that for months. But they're saying now it's Sunday. Everything's got to be resolved by Sunday. Or is it Monday morning, depending on which quote you're hearing from them. And, I don't want to sound cynical or cruel. I hope they sort it out. But what they're talking about is Merkel is saying no debt haircut for Greece. And I think she does need to say that, because then you know, everybody else is going to be up in arms, and they'll vote their left-wing governments, even more left-wing governments, into power in the southern European economies and possibly even Ireland, just to renegotiate their terms, because they have taken their medicine, and economies are improving overall. So no debt haircut. That's Merkel's point. And they're now saying that what they're really talking about here is a debt restructuring program, so maybe a little bit more lenient terms here overall. But Greece didn't come up with anything today at the big meeting. New finance minister gave a verbal opinion rather than anything in writing. So, Greece, there's not much Greece can do here, and this revolutionary left-wing government has, well, they got expectations up, and they're not going to be able to get the debt forgiveness that voters were perhaps hoping for. Okay. Now, on crude oil, see, don't miss Owen's piece on the refracking. Add that to your list of new tech. I suppose it is a technology word, but refracking. It appears, and this is very, very good news, but that some of the wells in the U.S. that were fracked and then people moved on because the yields, they start dropping almost immediately, and then it's not really worth continuing there. And so, cut the story short here. Some of the wells that were drilled, those horizontal wells in 2008, 2009, well, they've gone back to them and reopened those, and lo and behold, it should be called cornucopia fracking here, because there are commercial levels of oil. In other words, they've been partially replenished. And that shouldn't be all that surprising. Because these are porous sand and porous rocks, and there's a lot of oil in the area, so you suck it all out fairly quickly in a few months, and then leave it for a few years, and it can be tapped again. So that's really, really interesting. And it is very, very good for the fracking industry. It's very, very good in terms of keeping crude oil prices lower. Last but not least, precious metals. Did I mention those? Yeah, I did. They took a big hit in here today. Okay, I don't want to go on for too long. So all the very best to all of you.